Sunshine Coast Police have used social media to help them track down young hooning offenders. For more than a month, the officers combed through videos online which allegedly showed a vehicle doing burnouts, crossing double white lines and speeding. Police later executing a search warrant at a Batinia address charging five people. An unused church in Nambour will be renovated, turning it into a support centre with 22 fully furnished rooms to support homeless youth. Tanya Lata from IFYS Services says once repurposed, the new centre will triple their capacity to service the needs of young people who are struggling.
Each young person will have their own room, their own space, so bed, ensuite, storage, and we'll have a really great, communal area where young people can engage in training. We'll have gym, we'll have on-site computers so that they can really focus on their coursework. We'll have a communal kitchen, living area, and the staff that are on site to really facilitate their engagement in our program.
It's hoped the new centre will be operational by Christmas. What to do about the loo with a view? That's the question being posed by council as it considers the future of the iconic building on the Mooloolaba foreshore. Council's urban design principal, Jamie Franklin, says two separate engineers have examined the 25-year-old building.
And they have raised some issues around the existing structure, around accessibility, and also about the condition of the loo with a view. And some parts are coming to the end of their usable life, so they will need to be replaced. But if it is a refurbishment on the existing loo with a view, well, that also involves we'd have to redesign some components.
Council is seeking community input. You can make a submission on its website. And temporary traffic changes from today at Forest Glen as part of the Bruce Highway upgrade, Maroochydore Road, Mons Road interchange project. Northbound highway traffic is now being diverted onto the southbound carriageway for about 500 metres. The change is only temporary to enable major drainage to be installed under the northbound carriageway of the highway.